Gruffy Bear is, of course, a big fan of Christmas.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. I love this stuff.
He usually starts hanging decorations and singing Christmas carols right around the end of August.
Put another burger on the grill. Fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. No sense waiting till the last minute.
But it wasn't always this way. In fact, there was a time when Gruffy didn't even know when Christmas was.
You know, there really ought to be a holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus. Hey, Muffy, what do you think about this idea? A holiday celebrating the birth of Jesus.
That sounds nice, dear.
Yeah, you know, we could give gifts and hang little colored lights, sing songs. A fresh Douglas fir in the living room would be a nice touch.
The more he thought about it, the more excited he got.
Tinsel? I'm seeing tinsel. After all, it's the birth of the king. Let's pull out all the stops. I can't believe nobody's thought of this before. Besides, what else are we gonna do with tinsel?
As most of you are probably aware, bears hibernate. Well, that is, sleep in the winter. In fact, they sleep right through the entire winter, from around October to somewhere around March or April.
Well, Muffy, it's almost October. Time to hit the hay. I've been looking forward to this since I got up last April.
That's nice, Gruffy.
It's more than nice. This is going to be the best winter sleep I've had in years.
I don't understand why all the excitement about this year.
What, are you kidding? Did you not notice what's going on next door? We're free, Muffy! Free at last!
Gruffy couldn't have been more excited. You see, the last summer had been kind of tough for Gruffy. He'd felt a little drowsy and just a little grumpy because he didn't sleep very well the winter before.
No. You see, to not sleep very well would suggest that some sleeping had occurred. What I had was more along the lines of, say, a complete lack of sleep.
Gruffy's complete lack of sleep was due to the fact that a large family of bears with 8 teenage bears was living in the cave next door. They kept wanting to get up every 2 weeks for a glass of water, cookies, and perhaps to order a late December pizza. Overall, they were a bit unruly.
And loud!
And loud, yes. Well, as it turned out, some relatives of theirs found a nice big cave in the outskirts of the jungle and invited the bear family, teenagers and all, to come and live with them.
Oh, happy day!
This meant, of course, that the cave next door to Gruffy's was now vacant.
Oh, sweet silence, how I've missed you!
Gruffy, I understand your excitement, but don't forget, they have been showing the cave to a few prospective dwellers.
Wait, listen. You hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Exactly. Is that not beautiful? Tell me that's not beautiful.
I'm just saying there's no guarantee it'll be completely quiet around here.
Don't worry. What could possibly be more noisy than a family of 8 teenage bears?
That's true, but you know how dirt thin these walls are.
It wasn't long before the time finally came for Gruffy and his family to turn the lights out for the winter.
You heard the narrator, Gruffy Jr. Time to get ready for bed. Now brush your teeth.
Okay, Mom.
Come on, you two. It's time to say our bedtime prayers.
All right, come on, son.
Coming, Dad!
Gruffy, Muffy, Gruffy Jr., and even their little dog, Wuffy,
woof,
all knelt down by their beds to say their prayers.
Dear Lord, we thank thee once again for giving us this wonderful time of year we call bedtime.
Thank you for providing for us this last summer food for our table, a cave over our heads, and safety from harm.
Dear Lord, give us a good rest and make it go by fast so we can get up again and play with our toys and stuff.
He's young, Lord. And Lord, help us get a beautiful, deep, quiet, peaceful sleep. You know, the kind where you're sleeping so deeply and so relaxed, you almost feel like...
Gruffy?
Well, you know what I mean, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.